Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If a guy likes you, you'll know. And if a guy doesn't like you, you'll be confused. And that's just the tea.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with one of my really good friends, so Ollie Abbas.
Hello. We had to pronounce my last name right a few times.
Yeah, I know. Do a few people butcher it? Like, did you grow up with people butchering it?
Oh, butchering my first name always.
Oh, really?
Like, Allie, Oil, Oli.
Really?
Holy, Oli.
Is it short for something, though?
No.
Really?
I was given a dog's name at birth. Yeah, so it's only three letters.
What does it mean? Like, what's the meaning behind it? Why did your parents name you it?
I don't know. Ollie? They kind of just, like, threw a dart.
Really?
It landed. Yeah.
It's actually a really, like, I literally don't think I know anyone else named Ollie, unless it was like a nickname.
Well, there's like Oliver and yeah. Like Ollie, but I feel like those are like new names, uh-huh. If that makes sense. Like
yeah.
People who are like under 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
But I don't know. I mean, it just happened, I guess.
Do your siblings have unique names?
No.
No? You yeah. just got...
Yeah.
You got the cool one, right?
Yeah, we came here and they were like, okay, everyone's getting a white name.
Well, tell me about, tell me like what your ethnicity, because you have like beautiful skin and like beautiful eyes and stuff and so complexion.
Oh my God. I think that about you.
Stop.
Okay. Well, I'm technically Egyptian. I say that technically because my dad was an orphan.
Wow.
So, like, who knows what I mix with?
Wow.
Yeah. Do I know anything about like my
culture? I feel like that's so rare.
Yeah.
I never hear about anyone being Egyptian. Right?
I know literally nothing about Egypt, honestly. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, I didn't learn that much about my culture. Like, literally when my parents moved here, they're like, woo, we're in the South now and this is America.
Yeah. When did they move here?
I think my mom moved here when she was like in her like early 20s.
Okay.
And then my dad was older, so like 28 or 29 or something.
Okay.
So they kind of were like, peace out.
Really?
Peace out, Egypt. Yeah, we're gonna try something new.
So they're both from Egypt.
Yeah.
Wait, and then did they meet in Egypt and then they moved here together?
It's kind of like a weird, like, long story. So like, basically my dad was an engineer there. And then he worked on planes, and then my mom wanted to be like an air hostess or something. And that's like a big thing there in the Middle East, like Dubai Airlines and all that.
Oh,
and
yeah. Like, they have crazy airlines.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Casey Neistat video.
Exactly.
Go off, sis.
Yeah. It was like my mom's like dream to do that. She's like, God, I want to do it.
Isn't that airline like Emirates? Yeah. I don't know if I'm
It wasn't that.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
My mom's like, oh my God, like I want to do that or whatever. And then like my grandpa was in like the Air Force in Egypt.
No way.
So like he kind of like just like knew like engineers and people like that. So then he knew my dad, and then he kind of like introduced them. So it was like a love marriage, which is kind of like not really common in Egypt. My parents are very like not normal.
Yeah.
Like they did everything like not normal. They like had a love marriage. They like moved to Egypt. They had like kids early. They popped off basically.
Wow. Yeah. And they're still together?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
They let us do anything we want basically.
Yeah. That's actually like amazing that all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out.
Praise be.
Praise be indeed. My mom's literally me, and she's the funniest person I know, but she doesn't speak English very well, so no one knows this.
Really?
But she's so funny. She's so funny. She's funnier than me.
I heard that she's, and you're pretty funny, so that's...
Yeah. She's, like, literally my humor, my sense of style, like, everything comes from
her. Really? Yeah. I heard that she, from Remy, actually, that's how I met Ollie through... I'd say primarily Remy and then obviously Alicia.
Miss Alicia.
Yeah.
Love her.
But I heard that your mom is very like spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
And she's almost like a psychic, right?
Yeah. She's a psychic. That's not her thing. Like she doesn't do it as a job or anything. She kind of gives readings to people that she wants to. She, in her belief, she's like, oh, like I was given a gift and like she doesn't want to like capitalize on it or whatever.
Yeah.
In case like it gets taken away or whatever.
How did she discover that she had that?
Oh, her whole life, like she's been like foretelling or foreseeing things or just like intuitively knowing stuff about people and things are gonna happen.
So does she like I guess read your life a lot?
Oh no.
To you?
Oh no, I don't ask her. I don't wanna
really
know.
You don't
wanna
know?
Yeah. But like it's funny because when I was like in like, you know, the high school transition to like college and I was so confused about my life, she would always be like, oh I see you at medical school, this and that. Like she would just blatantly lie. So then after that I was like, okay mom, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Do you believe in all of that stuff?
I definitely do because I've seen it. Like, I've seen her predict stuff for people and it's like 100% accurate. And like, she's
that's
not doing it
wild.
For like any reason. Like, it's not like she like publicly tells people. It's just like family, friends, or family, or like people that I know. That she'll like.
Well, hasn't she read Remy?
She has.
That's wild.
Yeah. And Remy was like, oh my God, everything's so true and like crazy.
Yeah.
And like, I had this friend that she thought like her boyfriend was like cheating on her. And like, well, actually, she didn't know her boyfriend cheating on her. She just wanted to know if like the guy was right for her. And then my mom's like, oh, he's cheating on you. And there's this girl and her name starts with this or whatever. So then the same day that we were hanging out together, she went and confronted the guy, which she had no idea he was cheating or anything. And he admitted to everything.
Shut up.
He was like, how did you know? And he was so shook.
Oh my God.
So I was shook as well.
That is
like,
wild.
Maybe I should listen to her once in a while.
That is next level. So can you tell me about like where you're from, how you got planted in LA, what drove you to come to LA?
Okay.
Can you talk to me a little bit about FITM and then how you got to like your job now?
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Okay. That was a lot of questions. I'm from Florida, closer to like the Orlando area where like Disney and all the gators are and the hurricanes and all that fun stuff and the swamp. Okay, so I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I was moved to South Carolina with my family, and then that's kind of where I was raised. So
really?
That's where I learned respect for people.
I didn't
like being
know
a good
that.
Person. Yeah. And I had a country accent and everything. It was crazy. And like,
what?
Imagine me like,
no,
this, like ethnic kid with a country accent. They were like, huh?
Yeah. And by the way, he's wearing like all black, like Gucci, like pimped out chains right now. Like he is I could never imagine that.
Yeah. It was weird. I had the worst, like, is hick offensive? Is that an offensive word?
No.
Okay, I have a hillbilly, like, accent. Like, I literally talk so, like, twangy and, like, South Carolina.
People in LA probably think I'm a hick.
I'm a hick at heart. Like, I love fried chicken. I love my IC. Like, wow.
You
like,
do love fried chicken.
Everything, like, everything Southern I love. But that's where I grew up, and that's all I knew. And, like, South Carolina nutshell was, like, them telling us dinosaurs don't exist in schools. Like, that was the how I was brought up. It was very odd. So then eventually, I think I was like 10 or 11. Then I moved to Florida. Hated Florida. Awful. If you live there, I'm so sorry. Please,
really?
Please
you hated
out.
It?
Yeah.
More than South Carolina?
South Carolina was great.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. Neighborhood vibes. I never like experienced anyone being like weird or evil to my family. And then Florida, oh, people are racist. People are awful. Like, did not have the best experience with Florida.
Oh my God.
And like
so
anything. Anything you wore, anything you did was, like, outrageous. Like, if you're a guy and you wear skinny jeans, like, oh, my God, people would stare at you up and down the street. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, like, the complete opposite of, like, L.A.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh.
And, like, here...
Well, and it is, like, literally on the map.
Yeah. So, why I wanted to move to L.A., obviously, everyone watches TVs and movies, and I just noticed, like, a common pattern of, like... Everything was in California. So I was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And like, I want to be there. And like, I want to just be there. Like, I don't know. That's where all the people I admire and look up to like live. So I started looking into like colleges, and then there was like Florida State, and that was the safest option. I didn't go with that, obviously. Then there's FIT, which I think my sister went to a long time ago. So my parents were pushing that because they like already knew it was already trialed and they knew it was like something. And my sister also lived in New York at the time. So they were like, oh, like you'll have family there. Like it makes sense. But then I found FITM, which is an accredited school in LA. And it was the perfect fit, basically.
So, why did you want to go to fashion school, though?
So, fashion has always been very violently important to me. So,
why?
Just like, that's just how I always express myself. Like, even in Florida, like, I didn't care. Like, what I wore, and like I would always wear what I wanted and like be kind of like rebellious with my clothing. Like that's how I would like resist like everyone in Florida. Like that was like my way of like rebelling and being like, I don't fit in and I don't want to be here type of vibe.
Okay.
So like through fashion, I experienced that. Like I would like go online and like look up these magazines and then get these magazines. And then I was just always inspired by fashion. It was mostly streetwear. It was never like, you know, runway or like Project Runway, that type of fashion. It was always streetwear and like even like the Japanese street style. It just was so cool to me. So I was like, okay, like this is a thing that like I want to get into. So then I was like looking into like actual jobs like people can have in their life, and I wanted to be a buyer. That's like what I intended to, but as you know, life leads you in so many different ways. So, and that's why I wanted to go to Finem too, because I was like, oh, I want to be a fashion buyer, because you know, I'd see them at like runway shows and they'd be so cool with their little notepads like buying stuff for the stores. I was like, I want that to be me. So basically that's what happened, and Finem had the perfect program for that.
So tell me about your experience, which by the way guys, I did not know Ollie when you went to Fitem or when I went to Fitem. Which is wild. What was your experience like at Fitem? Did you like it? Do you recommend it? Stuff like that. Was your major and stuff like that?
So I studied marketing, and then by your second year, I believe, you can choose if you want to go in the buying direction or merchandising. So I chose like the buying direction because that's like what I wanted. And like, I know that required you to take like hard math classes and like harder teachers, like, you know, rate my professor. It's like, oh my God, they're so hard. I would purposely try to take the hard professors because I wanted like my money's worth. Did I think Fitem was worth it? Definitely. Like I loved it. Like Fitem was like one of the best experiences of my life. I will say like, I didn't have the typical college experience, and I wish like in another life like I had that.
So what do you mean by the typical college?
You know, like the frat parties, like the craziness, the
sports,
like, yeah, like the sports, like just like the spirit.
What did you like specifically? Because I know I'm sure people that listen to this like know what I wish I would have had.
Yeah.
What are those like little things that you really wish you would have had?
Definitely like, okay, like in a perfect dream world, I would have went to USC. I would have loved to experience like the dorm life and just like the games and how passionate people are. And just like, I don't know, it was just like such a different vibe. Like everyone would just like party all hours, and it was just like crazy all the time. But also like people really hunker down and everyone there is super smart. And it's like the library and like the oldness of like the college and like the history of it. I don't know. It just fascinates me.
Okay.
But I mean, I trade it for like a glamorous fashion school. So so worth it. And so me, like definitely my personality.
It's so, it is so you.
Yeah. Like, thank God. Like I would not like trade that for the world. Like that was exactly what I wanted in a college experience.
Yeah.
Like everyone every day dressed in the nines, full makeup done.
Yeah.
Hair done. I mean, some people come in hoodies and they would get dirty looks. But like everyone was just themselves, and it was just so cute. And oh, wow. I just love Fitem.
Yeah.
I would go back.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it.
So what did you, why do you think it's so, or it was such like a valuable experience for you?
Fitem, I felt like it's a college that everyone goes to if they're too good for their hometown. Like literally everyone who went there was someone who was like too special to live where they lived. And we all found each other. Like it was literally a tribe. Like we were, we're all Fitem sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Like literally I loved everyone at Fitem. Like everyone was great. Like all the teachers, like the staff, like wow.
I feel like I could see you going back to like be a guest like speaker.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, you should.
But they would never.
No, they for sure would.
They don't know who I am. They're
yes,
like,
I do.
No, ma'am.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I live for Fitem.
So you graduated, and did you do the associates program?
I did. Well, okay. The cool part about Fitem is like they like harass you into like being ready for the job field. So like
they really do, but in the best way.
But like they're so like evil about it. It's like they like make you do all this work and all these group projects, and then you're like, oh my God, like when I get a job, it's gonna be so hard. But it's the exact opposite. It's like college is way harder than work, like actual work, which I appreciate so much. Also, also like just having them do that, it builds your work ethic. I feel like literally every fit and person I know has like the best work ethic ever.
Well, I'd rather be like over prepared than under prepared, you know?
Exactly. And like just like all like their like amenities to just like the tutoring and like the teachers going like above and out of their way. Like I've had so many like mentors from FITM too, like Karen Keefaber, love you.
I agree.
Yeah, she was the best. Like she taught me everything I know. And like
what teacher would she teach?
She taught trend forecasting, and then I stayed in touch with her. That's and awesome. We still talk to the same. And that's the thing about that I like about FITM. It's like the connections too, which we'll get into later.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you graduated.
Yeah, and
then,
I graduated.
And then how did you get to kind of like where you are now? Like, did you do a bunch of internships?
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah. Let's rewind to how they kind of harass.
Okay.
Okay, so I went there and I went to like the career counselor and I was like, I want to be a buyer. This is why I moved here and period. Like, this is my dream job. So then the career advisor was like, okay, well, this is the steps to do it. You need to get a retail job. You need to keep it the whole time you're in college. You need to intern. You need to network and you need to like network with your professors and like, let's go. Like, if you're serious about it, like, this is basically the form.
They laid out the steps. By the way, for those of you that don't understand what we're talking about, there's this whole section of the school that's called the Career Center.
Yeah.
And basically, like, students can go there at any time of the day and you're like kind of assigned like by the major. Yeah. You have like different people you go to.
Yeah.
But you can like set up appointments where you go and they'll like always check in on you to like make sure you either have an internship or you're on track. So you, like they really like help hone down on like if you have an internship or a job like while you're at school. So that way you're like building real world experience while you're like
so important.
Simultaneously getting a degree. Continue.
So
your career advisor set you up.
She set me up. She gave me this whole like list and then like I followed it to the T. Like I was like, let me utilize my two brain cells here and get this together. So, okay, it's kind of a long story, but I'm going to try to shorten it as much as I can. Yeah. So I first started like literally like month one, I got like an internship at the FITM debut show. So I did like their like dressing and like whatever, like backstage. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Which I love debut.
Yeah.
I think it's so sick.
And it's such a good experience, especially if you're like completely new to FITM. It's just like,
oh my God, it's so cool.
Like you get immersed in it. So then while I was doing that, I was like, ooh, like I kind of like styling and like, I kind of like this backstage fashion stuff. And like, I was like, maybe this is like another way like I can get into that world of like runway and stuff, because I was like always interested in like being a buyer and like going to shows, and I was like, well, this is another way I could be involved. So especially while I'm in school, so I started interning there, and then through that like I met like this lady who like does it for like all these like LA fashion weeks, and then somehow like I met, and it was just like, okay, like it was like a ball falling off a mountain and rolling. It's just like
one
you
thing
kind of hit the
next.
Ground running in LA, I feel like, with like everything.
Well, if you apply yourself.
Exactly. You have to apply yourself. Yeah. So month one, like I did that, and then by like month three, I met this PR firm, which I still work with to this day with the job I have now, which is so cool. Like,
that's
full
awesome.
Circle moment. Basically, like they did all the LA fashion weeks at the time.
Okay.
So they brought in all the designers, and it would be like such a thing because LA fashion week wasn't that big back then, but they're trying to make it such a thing, which now it's such a thing.
Yeah.
Like Moschino and like Saint Laurent, and they do all that now, which is
it's
so
huge.
Crazy.
Even Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. It's
off.
So cool now, like, and it's being taken seriously because before, like, LA fashion was not taken seriously because everyone's like, oh, everyone's so laid back, but I mean, it's true, we're all laid back here.
Yeah.
So through them, I started working with like the official LA fashion week, which is crazy. Through that, I kind of backstage met people, and then I befriended Mackenzie Olsen, which is like the Olsen's twin stepmother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we kind of just hit it off. She just started talking to me and we hit it off, and then through her, she was being interviewed by an editor, and I'm not going to name any of these companies because, like,
that's fine.
Reasons, but because I don't work there anymore, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
So this editor of this magazine in LA was interviewing her, and then afterwards, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm a student at FITM, like, I'm trying to find, like, internships, like, I really want to, like, be a stylist and, like, blah, blah, blah for, like, the magazine or whatever, or, like, do something or, like, be involved.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh my God, like, I just love how passionate you are, like, not a lot of people, like, come up up and ask for an internship and stuff, which I learned at FITM that like you should do that.
Yeah.
These are things I learned at FITM, which is crazy. And so then he was like, I actually have a shoot tomorrow at 7 a.m. Like, if you can be there, like, you can help. And I was like, okay, T. So okay, I showed up and I was like a little like triggered because I was like, what is this shoot? It was like very random. And then it was a photo shoot for himself, which was really funny at the time. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. So then
that is hilarious.
I styled him for it and he loved me. Like, everyone on set loved me. Literally within that same week, they actually hired me as like an assistant stylist.
That's epic. Okay, why do you think they loved you though?
I don't know. Like, people just love me.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, do you think it's because you were just like put your head down and you're working? Or do you think you just like have a very amicable presence or what?
I think it's a combination of just like my presence and I actually know what I'm doing. I feel like a lot of people, like when they first meet me, they're kind of just like, hee hee. But it's like, I actually violently know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Like, literally like every like project I did for FITM or anything, they like still use it as examples to this day. Like, it's crazy. Like, even like my trend forecasting teacher was telling me they still use the projects I made in school like three or four years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And still like my trends are still on point.
Wow.
Like, so whoa. So like I know what I'm doing, and but it's also like you kind of need, for me, I need a marketing degree to kind of prove that I know stuff.
Okay.
Like, I'm really good at trend forecasting and I know like what's gonna be the next thing, if that makes
sense. So speaking of, what do you think we'll do a tangent? What do you think is the next big thing for fashion, I guess?
For fashion.
Or even for just anything in general. We'll do fashion first.
I think in fashion, like, I feel like all, like, the streetwear brands are turning into, like, normcore. Which, like,
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Okay, so, like, how would I explain this? Like, basically, like, all, like, the flashier brands are trying to translate more into streetwear. Which, like, you see with, like, Virgil and, like, all that, like, in Louis Vuitton. But, like, I think the biggest one is, like, Saint Laurent. Like, they're very, like, minimal. Like, it almost looks like they're Target shoes.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. But, like, very generic.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like they're transgressing to that, which I personally, like, am not a fan of.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that's where it's going.
I agree, because I'm like, if I want to buy, like, a designer thing, I want it to look...
Yeah, I don't want them to look like my $20 shoes.
Yeah,
exactly. I want them to have, like, the rhinestones and spikes.
Do you think people are doing that just because people like to be more, like, low-key now, not as flashy? Or what?
No, I think they're trying to like pander towards a certain community, which like is a topic for another day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't understand it personally.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah. I feel like they should stick to what they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously there's people who like the more simple
look.
And like no like logos and whatever, and that's just their look. But I think to like completely like rebrand a label to like completely plain, it's very interesting.
Who is your favorite designer?
Definitely Gucci, and I do love Louis Vuitton.
Okay.
But I think like Balenciaga is killing it.
They're killing it.
Their social media, everything. Gucci's social media is so good. Like their Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like creep.
Yeah.
But like they do like slime videos. Like they're so smart.
Oh my God. You know whose social media is insane?
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell.
Yes. They're the best.
They're
oh my God.
So good.
I would like want to like pick their brain. Like their social media.
They are like epic.
Yeah. And like Wendy's and like all of like the fast food Twitter people. Oh my God. Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts is savage.
All of them. I mean, if you think about it, like even back when just like Super Bowl commercials were like the only form of like big marketing, the simple things like Doritos and like Coca-Cola, like those are the memorable like commercials, you know? By the way, are you on like this Popeyes kick right now?
Okay, I have gone.
I just
seven times. I don't have it.
I literally just found out about this yesterday.
It's
Explain it.
As the fried chicken connoisseur of the world, like the number one like fried chicken taste tester, Yelp reviewer, Popeyes, who is famously known for their chicken strips, which always make my stomach hurt, but I still eat them because they're so good. They finally came out with a chicken sandwich. Obviously, you know, Chick-fil-A, number one, baby, like, they can't take it away from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
They're known for their chicken sandwich. So then Popeyes came along and was like, no, we're going to try it. They tried it, and apparently people love it. But I have not tasted it, so I will not say.
Yeah, but why is it such a big... I, like, have never heard this much craze about Popeyes in my life. Why is it such a big deal?
Because Popeyes is so famous for, like, their tenders. Like, yeah. It's just so... They're so famous for their chicken. So for them to, like, completely, like, be like, we're making sandwich now, it was, like, crazy.
Eli said, our friend Eli, he said Elias. That... he said that him and Sarah went the other day during, like, a lunch break.
Yeah. And there was, like, a four-hour wait.
And there was a four-hour wait for the freaking chicken sandwich.
I need that sandwich.
Why is there a four-hour wait? That's ridiculous. And people are like, people will like pay people like for it after they get it. Wait the 4 hours. Like a lot of money.
Honestly, at this point, I would pay someone to find me one because I still haven't tasted it.
It's wild.
I think it's just like a FOMO thing.
I also heard that the Try Guys like got it and they said it was like amazing. So
yeah, everyone says it's amazing. Every video I've seen said it was really good.
Now I want to try it.
We should try to find it.
We should. We really should.
Yeah.
Let's go back to...
We really went off.
We really went off. I just was really interested in the...
Yeah.
So you knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Project. So I started assisting our assistant stylist. Eventually, a few months later, I became like a normal stylist. They were paying me really good. I would get like two or three shoots
at the magazine?
Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And it was a lot of money for a college student. I was like, ooh, I'm rolling in it, the house. But like, do I wish I spent that money responsibly? Yes. But was I like a dumb like 19-year-old? Yes.
Like, what would you spend your money on?
Oh, I would just get like designer stuff or just like random, like, oh my God, the stupidest stuff. Of course, my rent.
Yeah.
But like, I would just like frivolously spend. I would like Postmate everything.
And, yeah.
Like, it was
being
bad.
Stupid.
But I mean, eventually, like a few months later, I was like, what am I doing? I need to save this.
Yeah.
Fast forward closer to when I graduated. So I was in like, not to like sound weird, but like the smart people classes that like the teacher had to refer you to get into.
Yeah.
Like they didn't just let anyone in. So most of the people in these classes, it was like on a random like 7:30 p.m. after the teacher's shift at like some big Fortune 500 company. Because like FITM professors were always so cool and had amazing jobs.
So FITM professors, again, for those of you that don't know, like a lot of them are still actively working or in the industry, which is really cool. So like a lot of them will literally, like for me, I was in digital media, so they would like come off set. Like one of our professors, he was like full-time like this huge graphic artist for like movies like freaking X-Men and stuff like that, like crazy. So he could only have a Saturday class.
Yeah.
And so like we literally like Saturday mornings we had class, but like it's worth it because now I have an amazing section. You're learning from like the best.
Exactly. And I'd rather learn from people who are currently working than people who just got like something like something on a piece of paper.
Yes.
Like it's so important to me. Like, wow, like you learn so much from people who are like actually in the game.
Yeah.
But okay, so 6 months before I was like, a lot of the people in my classes were like, some of them were like already in the game, and I was like, oh, like, wow, like you haven't even graduated yet and you're like already like getting your foot in. And like, oh, by the way, somewhere along the lines of my FITM days, my teacher broke the news to me that I cannot be taken seriously as a buyer until I'm 30 years old.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
This is unfortunately true and very like serious. Like, you really have to like be like a cue holder for like 5 to 10 years, and then eventually you can become an assist buyer. Long story short, if you're into the fashion buying world, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
So obviously I was gonna graduate like pretty young, so like I'm not gonna sit around and not do anything during the meantime. But I was like, oh, okay, like maybe like I don't want to do that because I don't want to wait till I'm 30 to do like go to fashion shows and all that. But it was, you know, the cold hard truth, especially like in the fashion industry, a lot of people are older.
Yeah.
So they don't take a lot of younger people seriously. I feel like present day, that's totally changed.
Yeah.
Like, now love when people are 18.
People
and
love young.
It. And it's a complete shift that I'm living for because we're both young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, let me try to do fashion marketing, which is similar. I still get to go to the shows and still get to be part of a brand, like the underbelly of the brand. Okay, so the brand I can't mention, but I worked for the startup brand, and 6 months before I graduated, she hired me.
Was it a fashion brand?
It was a fashion brand. Okay. And it was super cool, super street style, super up my alley. She had someone else handle the social, so I helped her with like her buying plan and like her investor like stuff and like all this like very like important, and her business plan, all this important stuff I learned in school. She got a loan out and it was gonna last her about like 2 or 3 years. Yeah. But like it was good money. She was paying me very well, like very well, but I pretty much did everything for her. She was kind of more like the creative and design aspect. Uh-huh. And I kind of just did the business side of it. So I got her clothes on like Jaden Smith, which was iconic. And then Rihanna wore the shorts to like Paris Fashion Week or something.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And then, and this is all for me just like seeking out people I knew from my magazine days.
Wow.
Cause like I met so many stylists and stuff, and like just like having those connections was really helpful.
It's crazy. Everyone on, like if you're ever on a shoot or on set, like
get to know everyone. Know
every single person and like know the assistants because like.
And the interns. Like, yeah, look at me. No one paid me dust, and here I am with all the connects.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, pay the people that are, like, bringing the snacks, bringing the crafty. Mm-hmm. Like,
because you don't know where they're going to be.
Exactly. So.
Like, look at Kim. She used to be a stylist for Paris Hilton, and look where she is.
Look where she is. That's actually so true.
Yeah. Okay, so I worked for her for about, like, 6 months. Okay, so then I was, like, 4 months out of graduation. So, because it was a startup, there was no health benefits. There was no, like 401k or any of that. I was just getting paid salary, which my mom was like, oh, like I think like you should like seek something more stable because you don't know where this is gonna go.
Yeah.
Which was like kind of like a harsh truth, but like I was like, okay, whenever, mom, like I don't want to listen to you. And I was like, okay, fine, like I guess I'll listen to her. She's never steered me wrong.
Yeah.
So I started looking for new jobs, and then I kind of like wrote a list of what I wanted in a job. So like I'm really into manifestation and like all that. So, by the way, everything that has happened in my life, I have manifested.
Can we pause for a second? Because I really want to, how do you manifest things? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so this might dive into a deeper topic, but I like my personal beliefs is I believe that your thoughts create your reality. If you're a positive person and you put out good into the world and you know what you want, like, you will get rewarded. Like, and not rewarded in the sense that, like, monetarily or whatever, but, like, things will start just, like, clicking in your favor and kind of just, like, unexplained things just start happening to you. Mm-hmm. And, like, but you have to be, like, clear about, like, where you want your life to go and where it's headed. Because, like, everyone got somewhere for some reason. And I believe that it's not all, like, a coincidence. Yeah. Like, it's not just, like, oh, I took a left turn and this happened. It's, like, everything has intention, and like your words and like how you carry yourself and your energy carries intention. And
so how do you, okay, let's say I just come up with something random. Let's say I want to, I'm looking up my purse. Let's say I want to do, I want to partner, be a partner, or like do a deal with Balenciaga. Right. Okay. Let's say that's like my dream.
Right.
How do I manifest something like that?
Okay. So in a spiritual way, you're going to just clearly be like, I will, like
have you're just a saying
sponsorship
like
with in Balenciaga.
Like you're in real life, you say that?
You can say it in real life, which is helpful. Like your words carry weight.
Or for me, let's do more realistic. Okay. I'm like, okay, I want to be an on-camera host.
Okay.
So how do I do that?
Okay. So, well, you're going to be an on-camera host. I already know. So like you just kind of have to put it in your head like that it's going to happen for you. Like, like without, like you have to have like 100% like no doubt that it's going to happen for you. I think like a beginner thing like people can watch is The Secret on Netflix. That's the very entry level version of how to manifest.
Really?
Yeah. In case you want to check it out.
Yeah, it's called The Secret?
Yeah, The Secret on Netflix.
Okay.
So if I were you, I would like make like a vision board of like you like on a set or like a drawing of you on a set and just kind of like look at it every day. And it kind of like, it kind of also like, it's just like how you are every day. Like obviously you're going to see your like plan every day and like, you're going to like move yourself every day towards that. Like nothing is really impossible in this world. Like if you want to be an on-camera TV host, you can.
Yeah.
Like you should never doubt yourself like ever. And that's like basically like what manifesting is. Like if you doubt yourself, like you already like are telling yourself it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So like, why not just be like, no, this is for sure gonna happen. Like, cause the most like stubborn and like people that are like, no, like this is gonna happen, it's like it always happens for them. But in a spiritual sense, basically you can write it down, you can kind of like visualize it in your head and it kind of just happens. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain like the physics of it or like the explanation, but it just happens. Like if I think of something like strong enough or like desire something, like things will click or like things will start moving and like it'll happen. Like for example, if I were you and I was like, like I want to be like an on-camera host and I want to do this and this and this, it's like, okay, like then maybe like one day you'll randomly get an email from someone from some brand and then like you'll go meet them and they're like, oh, actually, like I know this person who's like a host or whatever, and then you meet them and then you meet the network and it's just like things always click. And like you always have to like be in the flow. Like you just have to kind of like allow things into your life and like
kind be open to it.
Yeah. And then also like trust your gut. Like you know, like I just feel like people like get clues, like either like if you believe in God or like the universe or whatever like you want to call it, it's like you get guided by God or whoever you believe in that like you need to do this. Like you get a feeling.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, weird. I feel like, so for me, I believe in God. So like there's this book, it's called God, When God Winks at You.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like
God is always winking.
Yeah. So like if your thing's the universe, whatever, my thing's God.
Exactly.
So for me, I'm like, oh,
all the same.
When little things like when I get an email or like I meet, you know, an on-camera host, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, it's like a God wink.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It's like you're on the right path or like you just know, like you get clues.
Yeah.
You really do get clues.
I want to get specific here.
Yeah.
For you, do you like write stuff down in a journal? Like how do you visualize it?
I do like the whole tea. Like I'm very into it.
Okay.
Like,
give me an example.
Like I do the whole tea. Like I will script how I like see like what I want, like in a present tense.
Like, so, you write.
Exactly. Like, okay, let's just say, like,
I was. So, do you have a manifestation journal?
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, you don't have to. Like, the thing is, like, manifesting is supposed to be as simple as possible. It's just you can go into different ways of, like, rehashing it.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know what you do, though.
Okay, like, for example, if I was, like, trying to manifest, like, a house, I would write, like, I am in a beautiful home. Like, my house has, like, 10 bedrooms.
So you write as if it's present day.
Exactly.
Holy cow, I love that. I want to do that.
And you have to emotionally feel it. So your emotion is what carries the, like, prayer or belief or intention into the universe and kind of attracts it into your life.
When do you typically do this?
You can do it whenever. They suggest doing it during, like, a new moon because that's just, like, a new phase. And then by the time it's a full moon, whatever you're manifesting should start clicking.
Shut up. I didn't know that. What do you mean they? Like, who says this?
Just, like, spiritual teachers, like Abraham Hicks, for example. Love her. Wow.
Really? Is that someone, like, that? Who is that?
So, Abraham Hicks, kind of a hard explanation. I would just tell them to look it up.
Look it up.
After you watch The Secret, you can look into Abraham Hicks and then it'll all make sense.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, okay, that's one thing you do. You, like, totally write down.
I write down. I make a vision board every year.
Once a year?
That's but you can do it every month or so. Uh-huh. It, like, really doesn't matter.
Like, so do you do, like, a big poster board and then,
like... Yeah, you kind of just, like, clip out or you can just print out or you can Photoshop and, like, just stick it, like, on, like, a board. There's this girl on YouTube named Amber Scholl. Mm-hmm. Love her. She makes these vision board videos, like, yearly. And every year, every single thing she puts on her vision board is 100% comes through.
Shut up.
She does it every year. Every year. She started as a, her story, LOL, but she started out as a Postmate and then
shut up.
Her car got, like, messed up or something happened. So obviously she couldn't work. So she was on her roof, like, crying, and she started just vlogging. Like, she just got, like something clicked in her head to just start, like, filming herself. And then she just posted online thinking, you know, no one's going to see it. And then people started seeing it, but not a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Then she started doing her little vision boards of, like, her having, like, subscribers and her having her own place and this and that, and then, like, it just happened for her. And every year, like, literally the last one, like, she put, like, a Mercedes, like, on it and this and this. And you can be as extra as you want, like, because you can manifest anything into your life. Like, everything's available to you. And then she, like, put that, and then the next year's video, it's like she has all those things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific, like, that you've put that was, like, extra or something that you, like, maybe didn't think that you would achieve or whatever, and then you got it from manifestation?
I'm trying to think of, like, something, like, very specific. Well, definitely, like, my job. So the job I have now, like, okay, so
it's okay.
Whoa, this such a tangent.
No, it's okay. I wanted to talk about that. So
okay, so right now I do marketing for a beauty company, which is something I never knew I would get into, but here we are.
Yeah.
I've always been into makeup and always into skincare and cosmetics.
Which he has, like, the most flawless skin. Oh my God,
thank you. It's really not. It's all an illusion.
No, it's beautiful.
So obviously when I was younger, that was just not a thing for boys. And in Florida, it was never a thing for boys. And then I remember,
like, when makeup? I used to
makeup, skincare, okay. Like, it's just not for boys.
Just beauty.
Yeah, just beauty is not for boys. And that's what I was, like, raised and taught. And, well, not by my parents, but society.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, when I used to work in the mall, like, I used to envy, like, the people I used to work in Sephora. And I was like, oh, like, I wish, like, I could be there with the people. Because I had, like, not the best skin when I was younger. It wasn't horrible by any means, but it wasn't good. And I got really into, like, researching, like, ingredients. And so I wanted to be, like, a dermatologist or plastic surgeon at one point. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. But
at one point, that's what I wanted to do. So I got really into formula and, like, things like that and chemicals and... It was something I was always passionate with, and just makeup itself, I always thought it was interesting. Uh-huh. And then I just thought it was so beautiful, like, people getting ready and, like, getting glam. I don't know. I just loved it. Basically, like, when I started moving out of Florida, like, obviously, like, I would use skincare and wear makeup and stuff, but it was never, like, extreme or, like, crazy because I live in Florida and people normally don't wear makeup anyway, so yeah. It just wasn't, like, a thing. And then I feel like... everything changed and like all these boys started coming out and like being influencers and like paving the way. And like Jeffree Star was really big in that.
Yeah.
So the reason why I kind of was like bold enough to be into skincare and makeup was because of Jeffree Star.
Okay.
So when I was a baby, I was like 10 or 11. I was like on MySpace and then I discovered like Jeffree and it was like the first man in makeup I've ever saw. And then I was like, oh my God, like I could do that too. Not like be him, but like I could express myself how I wanted to. And he was like a very like pivotal role model in my life that like, I was like, oh my God, like I can like express myself how I want.
Wow.
And so was RuPaul and like his show too, which I didn't watch it when I was younger, but like, of course I knew who RuPaul was. And like David Bowie and like Marilyn Manson, you know, all of them. It was just inspiring. And then, okay, so presently my mom's like, okay, the job you have has no security, honey.
Yeah.
You need to get it together if you're going to stay in LA. So then I sat there. I was like, well, I'm not going to do the normal thing. I'm going to do what I know what I do best, and that's manifesting. And I like wrote down exactly what I wanted. I wanted like a job that would provide me enough for my rent and like this type of lifestyle. And like I could like shop comfortably and do this. And then like I didn't have to go to work all the time. And like I could be there like 3 days a week or like whatever. And to the T, it is exactly what I wrote. Like violently. Like violently. Okay, but here's the T, everyone. So when I was hired there, it didn't start off like that.
Yeah.
So I was on a probation period, which is normal in corporate companies.
What does that mean?
Okay, so when you get hired for like a bigger company, they test you for like 90 days.
Yeah.
So you get a probationary salary and like they kind of see if they actually want to hire you, which I did not know that. And like from going from getting paid so much to being on probation for 3 months at entry level salary was very triggering to say the least. But I mean, I don't know. I just felt something about this job and I didn't have all the things on my list then. But as I like got promoted and like stayed there for like a year, not like it took a year for it to happen, but like within 6 months, I got everything on my list.
Wow.
And it's just been getting better and better ever since I've been staying there. And it's like, it's exactly what I want. Like I'm very hands-on. I play with the formulas. Like I play with design, like I do their events, I do like influencer stuff with them, like I do their marketing. Like it's so great to learn because obviously eventually in life I want my own brand and this is like the perfect learning opportunity.
Yeah.
I had this like professor who would always be like, you should always like work first before just jumping into a brand, because a lot of fit people just jump into starting their brand.
Yeah.
And because they're like, you can kind of like experiment with other people's brands and see what works and what doesn't. And then you can apply that to your own later in life when you're mature and your brain has fully developed.
And you can figure out what you are best at so that whatever you suck at, you can outsource and hire.
I'm the queen of outsourcing things I'm bad at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you love your job. What's your technical title?
Okay.
Are you allowed to say?
Social media department head-ish?
Okay.
I don't know. I do have an official title, but it's confusing. But basically, I do all their marketing.
Okay.
Like, I have a title, and it says social media, but I do all their marketing.
Gotcha. Is your biggest form of marketing, would you say, Instagram?
100%.
Okay.
Undoubtedly. And also, in the future, TikTok. TikTok is taking over.
It really is.
That is what is new. You know, you were asking that earlier. It's TikTok.
Really?
TikTok is the new thing.
Dang.
You heard it here first. It's a new Vine.
It is the new Vine. TikTok is damn.
Do I think the people on TikTok have a certain level of influence? No. But people do grow very fast on it and brands are taking notice.
Really?
Yeah. Because people mindlessly follow people on TikTok. They're like, click. Click. But the thing is, they don't carry that influence unless they have that, like...
That's so true.
Magnet effect.
That's so true. I want to talk a little bit...
I went off. I feel like the podcast is, like, 3 hours long already.
No, I love it.
Okay.
I think it's really interesting, like...
Okay.
About hearing about people's stories and, like, how they got... Especially in LA, like, everyone has such a unique story about, like... What was there one person or like job that you feel like was pivotal for you to like help you get to where you are now?
In the job I have now?
Yeah.
No, I would say Fit'em.
Really?
Yeah, Fit'em. Oh, like, God, just like that. The college experience itself.
Would you
like,
ever teach a class at Fit'em?
No.
Really?
I would love to be like a mentor to people, but I don't think I would teach. I'm just not a good, like, I don't know. I just feel like if people would turn and stuff, I'd be like, what is this? You know, I wouldn't want to grade it. I don't know.
I feel like you would be good, like just one class, you know what I mean?
Oh, I would do that, yeah. Yeah. But I wouldn't like...
No, great. Not full time.
I wouldn't even test. I wouldn't. I'd just be like, okay, this is what I do and this is how I do it.
Yeah. But I feel like you'd be so good at that.
Yeah.
I have a few questions for you because I know you work with a lot of influencers, right?
Yes. Okay. I do.
So how did you get into the influencer world kind of and befriend a lot of them and like start working with them?
Okay. So it's weird because like in my business life, people think like I met the influencers through my business life. But in actuality, I met them through my personal life, which is like funny. So at FITM, okay, long story short, you meet one YouTuber, you meet them all.
Yeah, I agree.
They're all connected, especially like the lifestyle.
They all know each other.
Exactly. So,
and they've all grown up
watching each other too.
Watching each other and like going to BeautyCon, going to IMATS, going to all these things. So they all like have met each other. Yeah. They've all like gone to a few awkward like shopping days together. Like they all know each other.
A Black Friday video.
Yes, Black Friday video. Yeah. They've all collabed. Like they all know of each other. So that's very true.
Yeah. So
it's a lot smaller than you'd think.
It's the so community. Small. Yeah. So small. Even like the celebrity world.
So small.
Like, and also, okay, here's another like hack, I guess, for like people. So like if you're trying to like tap into like the influencer or like celebrity world, which like I know a lot of my friends are like celebrity makeup artists and stuff too. So if you meet one and like you're really good with them, they will refer you.
Yeah.
Like, and then you will be like the resident makeup artist at the house. Like people will like book you. Like, cause I remember like one of my friends found this like random, like she just reached out via DM to like one of my friends and she was like a like interior decorator. Mm-hmm. She wasn't the best. She really wasn't, but she killed her place. It was amazing. But like YouTubers, they don't like looking for things. Like they like things being told to them and they're like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, so-and-so did it. So, okay, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. Well, there's no better form of recommendation than like
a personal friend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
From someone you know and trust.
She decorated the house. And then YouTuber two contacted the same interior decorator. Then, you know, another person moved to LA. They needed an interior decorator. Then another person moved to a house. They needed an interior decorator. And she was like the interior decorator of YouTube. Kind of like Mr. Kate, like she met one YouTuber and then kind of like hit it off
and like, and then literally made a whole like show and stuff off.
Exactly. And even with like celebrity makeup artists, I have friends who like do like Iggy's makeup and then like immediately after that, like Iggy like tells like, for example, like Cardi, like they're like hanging out and she's like, oh, who did your makeup? And it's like, oh, like this person I know. And then they're like, oh my god, give me their number or like whatever.
Exactly.
It's so crazy.
It's funny, like, so people probably can figure out that I work for Alicia.
You do?
And so...
Oh my god. Alicia
Well, I've
Marie.
Talked about it like... I feel like I've talked about it on my podcast like once or twice.
Yeah.
Actually, I've talked about it way more. I usually typically talk about it on other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
But a perfect example is like I first started working for her and like it was like... People saw that I was working for her, like her, like friends or the community had saw that I was working for her. And it wasn't even like she was even referring me, which she would. She's amazing. She's like,
she's
like, oh, very supportive of everyone and everything.
Yeah. But she wants to keep Taylor to herself.
But what's funny is that like people like would even see like, oh, like Taylor's working for her. Like Alicia trusts her. Like, then I want her.
Exactly,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I started getting all these random like DMs and messages and like whatever from people that needed help. And like, I'm very thankful to be like where I am full time with Alicia, but it's just funny how much like one person's trust and like if they're all in about someone and they support them, then the rest of the world, like I feel like when I started working for Alicia, like I met her and then I met like her sister and her agent and her like all of her friends and like blah, blah, blah. And it was just like this whole other world that like immediately accepts you because their friend and their coworker or client or whoever whatever the relationship is, they trust her so much, so they're gonna trust me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like I feel like for anyone that like wants you know, a certain job or whatever, if you can find like the right person that can like mentor you or like be in your corner, it's like so
and like don't be
valuable.
Afraid to work for free.
Oh my god,
I did it for so long. Like a year or two I worked in Top Shop at the Grove like the whole time I was in college, because apparently to be a buyer you need retail experience. I was there. Oh my god, it was the worst.
Yeah, I worked at Planet Blue.
Oh my god, wow. Like I loved the company and like working there was great, but like oh my God, I just hate it. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
And just like, even the amount of times I've like been on set for free, yeah. But like you still, it's so valuable.
Yeah. And I wasn't paid dirt. Like literally my Uber expense, cause Uber way yes. back then was so expensive, went directly to my paycheck. My paycheck yeah. was, I was working there for free.
Yeah.
You might as well consider it an intern.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You said that Jeffree Star really inspired
yes.
you. And love if him. You don't want to talk about this, you don't have to, but I know you work with him a lot now. Through yeah. your job.
Yeah.
Is that like a crazy full circle moment for you?
Yes. Oh my God. Like, so cool. We were like one of the like sponsors of his tour. So it wasn't like directly through him. It was with Lipstick Nick, which is a makeup artist. So they kind of went on tour together and kind of just took on brands that they really believed in and loved and kind of like put us on the map in a sense.
Yeah.
So working with him was amazing. He was so nice. Like literally every time I see him, he's so kind and so sweet and like amazing. Like obviously like nothing he does is sponsored. Everything is like the full truth and nothing but the truth on his channel, which I believe is why he's so like popular and stuff yeah. and everyone loves him. And like it was like it definitely lived up to the expectation, because you know like some people are like, oh, like I love this celebrity, but then when I met them I was like,
yeah,
oh my God, the image was like destroyed. Totally. But for me it was not destroyed, it was reinforced. Yeah, yeah. I was like, this is such a cool like, yes, like, businessman queen. And like he's killing it. He is killing
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
His brand, his formulations, like him as a person, like wow, like he's so inspiring. Like I want to like be him in a business sense. Like
yeah.
he's goals.
Yeah.
Like I admire everything about him. Like I admire how kind he treats his like friends and family and his loved ones and his animals. And he's such a soft spoken person, and like people really like misunderstand him in a sense, but definitely like with like the Shane series and stuff, I feel like people definitely saw
yeah.
the real like version the real of him. And like I loved the series. Like oh my God, that series,
the series
is so
is
good.
The best ever. It yeah. needs to be on Netflix, honestly.
Literally, like it's so interesting.
It's better than half the shit on Netflix anyway.
Oh my God, like Shane is so incredible.
He is literally a yeah. mastermind. So one thing about Jeffree, like what's yeah. one thing that you say like you've learned from him, or you like you've gotten value out of from him?
I think like just always like staying focused on business, and but not in the sense that it's like wild, but like just like staying focused. Like he took his brand and like he stuck with it, and he really believed in himself, and he made it into what it is today. Like just like him and like experiencing like all this like adversity, I guess that's the word. Like, you know, like a lot of people like didn't believe in him, and like people like, you know, would call him a freak, and they're like, what are you doing? And like, this is like crazy. And like, you know, and like for him to take that and like create like a music career out of it first, and then go on tour and like
he's
celebrity for so long, and then take his celebrity them. And then he kind of like went not into retirement, but like he stopped making music and kind of like went off a little, and then he came back so strong with like his lipsticks and completely rebranded into like this makeup maven, something he's always
yeah
been known for in like the community. And like there's like something in like marketing where it's like you get advice from someone who's like known as like an expert in the industry,
uh-huh.
and like he is that person in makeup. Like he is the expert.
Yeah,
like he has like the like he's just been wearing it for so long, and like just knows how to do makeup so well, and like he has his own brand. Like everyone trusts him.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Was that did I even answer the
question?
Well,
you just said he's like super focused on like him and his brand and believing in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like his him just believing in himself and like not giving up is okay, what I've learned up. From okay. him.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you predict, like, the influencer world will go?
To TikTok. I'm just kidding.
TikTok.
Okay, honestly, like, people are so weird about influencers. Like, people talking about it get so, like...
They get heated.
Yeah, they get heated, and it's just crazy. Okay, like,
I think people actually think that influencers live the life that they put on their Instagram.
Oh, no.
But that is just not it.
That is not the truth. But I will say, I personally think it's only going to get bigger, but I feel like it's the new, like, television. It's the new network.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the new thing, and, like, people just have to accept it and kind of let go of cable.
Yeah.
because I don't. Because
I have.
Cable is the thing anymore. And, like, of course, like, there's always going to be a place for it. But I feel like it's completely, like, shifted. Like, even these celebrities, like, oh, my God, like, they're going on YouTube, girl. They have
a channel. We were just talking. Ollie and I were just chatting because Alicia and I were watching. So Alicia had, like, seen a video of J-Lo on YouTube. Love and it popped her. Up. And she was like, oh, my God, J-Lo has a channel. So she just, she watched the one thing YouTube kept recommending things. And she's like, the new Hustlers movie is coming out, which, like, looks amazing. So want to see it. And
same.
I highly recommend watching the video of J-Lo training to be, like, a stripper for the movie. It's, like, so iconic. Good. But anyway, it's just funny that, like, J-Lo, J-Lo has a YouTube channel.
Exactly.
And, like, she's like,
everyone wants a piece of
Hustlers.
The pie.
Like, I've only seen marketing through, like, literally influencers. Like, Nikita Dragon just did a huge thing with them. Yeah. And I literally wouldn't know about the movie if it weren't for.
I didn't know about the movie until I saw Nikita posted
it. Same. Same. And then we, like, just so happened to get it recommended on a digital platform, YouTube, that J-Lo was, like, training for it. So that just goes to show that even Shay Mitchell, The Rock, Will Smith.
Also, like, I think people see how successful these influencers are and are like, oh, like, that's where the brand's money is going now. So I want a piece of that pie.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so where do you think
they're not getting, like, celebrities are not getting the endorsement deals that they used to.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to influencers who actually have pull.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about celebrities is your product will be seen. You'll get the impressions, but you're not going to get the pull.
Yeah.
And that's what brands want now. They want to sell out. They want people to buy. They want people to engage. And, okay, my advice to celebrities, any celebrities listening to TKG Pools, if you're a celebrity, I would not necessarily join YouTube because it's going to be, like, totally a studio production and totally, like, not, like, you know, not a connection. And the difference between you and a YouTuber is, like, they actually make a connection with their audience and their audience deeply cares about them. The thing is, like, you may watch, like, Britney Spears on YouTube.
Yeah.
But you don't feel like you know her unless it's, like, videos, like, how Alicia makes videos, like, in Target.
Yeah.
And doing this and, like, cooking her food and, like, you know what I mean? And people like that, it's, like, you truly start believing that they're your friend, which they are.
Yeah.
They connect with you through the camera and you will buy the stuff. You will
use
what they're using.
You trust them.
Because they're your friend and they're not going to steer you wrong. But, I mean, would you really buy something that Britney Spears recommended or would you rather buy something Alicia Marie, who you watch for 7 years, is recommending and literally uses every day and you see it in her videos? Mm-hmm. I would buy what Alicia Marie is recommending.
What about people that want to be influencers?
What do you mean?
Like, do you think there's room for them?
Yes. There's violent amounts of
room. I agree. But some people think, like, oh, it's so saturated. You can never get big. And
that's,
like,
so not true. Like,
so not
true. People who say that are, like, people who don't want you to be an influencer.
I feel like a lot of people that say that just try to be, like, an influencer that they like instead of being themselves.
Yeah. Or they're jaded.
And, and just don't pop off that way. Because, like, really, what's unique about everyone is them being themselves. And so cheesy.
So crazy. Okay, so the tea, if you want to be an influencer, like, literally, like, the ultimate hack is literally being yourself.
Yeah.
Literally, like, people.
It's so cliche, but it's true.
People love just watching people who are just authentically themselves. Like, it doesn't matter if you're the most boring person from Alabama, like, there is an audience for you.
Yeah.
There are, like, moms in Kentucky who would live for your channel.
Yeah. It's actually funny, like, so I grew up in Indiana and, like, all I wanted to do was, like, get out of Indiana because I was like, oh, this place, like, whatever, like, meh. Right. And then I moved here and, like, but, you know, on my Instagram, like, it's so funny whenever I talk, now that I live in LA, whenever I talk about Indiana or, like, funny, like, relatable, like, Midwest things, like, I get, like, the most, like, engagement and, like, that, like, the stuff I talk about, like, for instance, I just posted a photo, like, in Greece, like, with, like, the stupid sweatsuit on from Old Navy and, like, my zit cream and, like, stuff like that. does so well because right. everyone's like, oh my God, like relatable. I get right. it. Like whatever. Like it's just like stuff like that pops off. And it's just so funny to me because I used to be so mistaken. Right. Like when I was in India and I thought I had to have like a G-Wagon and all this right. crap to like flex, you
no,
know?
No, you don't need when any really of that. You just be yourself. Yes. And people love watching the come up.
Yes.
Like
yes.
if you're in like a ranky studio with four other people would live to watch your channel.
Yeah.
And then see you in that mansion a few years later, they would live.
Yeah.
People love that.
The come
I love
up
that.
Is so, oh, I love that yeah. too. Actually, all of like pretty much all of my like big YouTuber friends, especially Alicia, and I know she'll let me tell this, is queen. That her favorite YouTubers to watch are smaller people. Like yes. smaller people that are like about to like
pop off.
Yeah. yeah. Like that's
it's
like,
such a cool, magical moment.
And like watching, like for even me, like I love watching like when someone buys like their first, like she always talks about this, like their first like designer, like
yeah,
piece or like
me
their
too.
First, like, yeah. cause they're so excited about it. Like their first PR package, like literally even me, like I'm like my janky ass podcast mic is like on top of this Vital Proteins box.
Me.
And like, I've been obsessed with Vital Proteins for like ever.
Hashtag ad.
And they just sent me like some of their products and I am so stoked about it. Like,
you're so cute.
No, but literally like I could not be more excited about my collagen peptides.
You know, I was gagged when Tarte sent me a package.
Yeah.
Tarte randomly sent me like a package and I screamed. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, who am I?
I'm like free product that I would literally, yeah. I buy every week. You know what I mean?
Literally.
That's wild. So, yeah. So you think there's room for everyone?
Oh my God. There's so much room. And actually, I now work in the beauty community. So I know a lot of like beauty influencers and micro beauty influencers.
Yes.
And by micro, I mean like under 200,000 or like under 100,000.
Yeah.
When I say that. So it's funny because it's like the micro influencers who are like so like weird about like shouting out their friends and like tagging people and like discouraging people from like joining the community. And I find that very odd.
Wait, micro?
Yes. And like all the people that I know that are like bigger and stuff, they're so like helpful and engaging and like shouting out smaller people. But I've noticed hostility in like the smaller world.
Well, I don't it's know kind if anyone of else like
experience this.
It's kind of like I use this example literally, I feel like every day. It's like, you know, in high school,
yeah,
there's a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, right?
Right.
The seniors are the most chill.
Exactly.
Like they're seniors, they're the coolest.
Yeah.
But they're the most chill. It's the sophomores. Like yeah. the freshmen are so excited, they're so cute, whatever.
Yeah.
Juniors are going through their hardest academic year.
They're going through the
game. So they're like yeah. they're just like quiet. The sophomores are the worst
yeah.
because they are entitled and they're the hotheads because they've been there for a year. They think they have they have it all figured out.
Yeah, they think they should be a senior.
Yes. And that is the exact same, like that goes to show like the difference between, I mean, this does not go for like all micro
exactly.
versus macro
exactly.
at all.
Yeah.
But like even just like in a company, like the CEO is so chill compared to like that
yeah.
coordinator that is just like so
takes
entitled
her job
and
too
so
seriously.
Horrible yeah. and so mean and like whatever. And it's just like your time will come, put
exactly.
your head down, be
yeah.
nice to people and it'll work.
And like a tag for someone who is trying to make it that you really like is nothing.
Yeah.
Like share people you like. Like there's enough followers to go around for everyone in the whole world. Like how many followers does Kylie Jenner have? Like 50 million,
yeah.
10, 100 million. Like that in the grand scheme of things, you don't have a lot of followers if you're an influencer in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like
so true.
Like, it like followers is like a well that is never ending.
Yeah.
And also like just because I'll use like Alicia and Remy for example, how like they like always like have each other on each other's channel and they're like never like competitive with each other. It's like just because someone watches Remy doesn't mean they're gonna stop watching Alicia and watch only Remy and like
so
you know
true
I mean? Like,
yeah
be like they get excited, they're like oh my God I have someone else to watch, like this is so fun and they're friends and this
yeah.
is cool
and they're
exciting.
Like oh my God I want to see their like friendship develop and I
exactly.
like want to watch them as like humans like be friends to
and
each
I
other.
Feel like that's why like also the lifestyle community, which is like what Alicia and Remy and all of them are in, has been so successful because
yeah.
they've always been like very authentic with their collabs and they're actually friends and they actually care about each other and they're not competitive.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they all share each other's audiences, which is all unique.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like they know, like it's all like,
uh-huh.
you know?
Totally. No, I get it. You know, when you can tell is like when someone, I don't know. It's just stable. And like, I feel like there's so many people, like trashy people in LA that are like, look at a follower count or like judge someone by a follower count. And like,
and then they're like, do I really want to collab or do it?
And that just like is so beyond me.
Yeah. It's like, if you like their content, like why not?
I know. I know.
Like, I don't care if I had one or 50 million followers. I would shout someone out if I like their content. And it especially like if I was friends with them or like, I would never feel like that they were taking away something.
I also feel like that's how you can tell when someone is like secure in their self and their content is when they're like happy to throw an extra hand out to help someone else or like shout someone out or what. It doesn't even mean like you put up stories that are like follow blah blah blah. Yeah. It's just like, you know what I mean? They're like, you can tell when you meet someone. And
Like to shout out Miss Alicia for a minute. Miss Alicia, for example, like I have two little stories about Miss Alicia. I remember one of our mutual friends was like not knowing what to really do during Vlogmas. Like, she didn't really understand how to do Vlogmas or vlog necessarily. She took time out of her day. Alicia's a busy woman.
Yeah,
as
she's
you know.
So busy.
Alicia took time out of her day to take her on one of her vlogs to literally show her exactly what she does, an exact formula. Like, and Alicia's definitely someone who, like, shares the wealth of knowledge. Like,
she does.
Whatever she knows, she will help you out. Like, even, like, when her sister and Ashley and Taryn wanted to start a podcast, she was like, oh, my God, like, you guys should do this, and this is how to do this. And, like, she's so helpful.
Even for me, like, I'll literally, it'll be, like, in my work hours. She's like, okay, Taylor, like, what are you trying to do for your podcast? Like, what can I do to help? And I'm like,
she's so sweet.
I literally, like, lay on the floor, and I'm like, fall over, and I'm like, what?
She's so, oh my God, like, wow, like, she's so
like,
kind.
I hope I can do that for someone.
Literally same. And like, Remy's the same way. Like, she's always trying
both
to help people. Like,
truly.
It's like that, like, shows someone's like true spirit, and that is truly why I believe that's where they are.
Yeah,
why they are where they are today.
And what good examples! Like, it's so comforting and like awesome knowing that like these girls with such. I mean, obviously they're my friends, so I'm always gonna gas them up.
Yeah,
but, like, even if I didn't know them, it's so awesome like knowing that these two girls like that have such big followings in the world are like actually
so
such good influences.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, in real life.
So kind. So helpful. Like, I've never met a more selfless person than Remy.
Yeah.
Like, and Alicia is so kind. Like,
both
wow,
of them. Yeah.
Their minds.
Yeah.
This is just an Alicia and
this
Remy
is just like, we just gas them up. It's a podcast about them.
Yeah.
About pretty basic. Okay, so do you predict that the influencer world is just gonna get bigger and bigger?
It's gonna get bigger. I feel like there's gonna be like an awkward moment with like TikTok, but like besides that, like, I think it's just gonna get bigger. I feel like everyone's trying to like get into YouTube, but like try to make it into like more like TV.
Okay.
I feel like that's what's next. Like, I know they already started with like YouTube Red and stuff, but like I feel like it's
oh yeah,
it's
you know who
bigger.
I feel like is really making it like bringing on an MTV vibe is Kian and JC or JC and I don't know what the which whose name comes first.
Yeah,
but
I think I've seen like one of their videos, but
no, a lot of their like a lot of like even. I don't know. I feel like it's really trendy right now to do like very MTV like reality challenge styled videos. Like for instance, they were the people that did the quote like the reality house and like literally like they stuck like all these YouTubers in a house for like I don't know 24 hours and they had all these challenges and stuff.
Well, like even like the. Okay, like, the TV networks that get it, like, MTV, like, they get it. Like, for example, they put Tana's wedding on their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They're smart. So it's
smart.
Like, I feel like they're slowly but surely catching on, like, these TV networks.
MTV, like, is actually really smart with all that.
Mm-hmm.
They did a whole, I think, Cribs.
I miss their, like, shows, like, a few years ago, like, Awkward.
I know. Grim Raiders.
Yeah, like, I miss
Next.
That. Yeah.
I think it was MTV. They did, like, a Snapchat version of Cribs of David Dobrik's house, which is,
so
like,
cool.
So smart.
Snapchat has been killing it with their shows.
Yeah.
I know Bad Baby had a show.
Really?
I didn't watch it, but I heard and I like I think I tapped one, but like it looked cool.
Dang. And the last thing I wanted to say about this kind of like segment of the podcast is that, and I feel like I've said it before. Yeah. On my podcast, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's one of the most valuable things. I heard it from Tanya Rad, who heard it from Chelsea Handler. So it's Chelsea Handler's words. And it is, there's room for everyone in this industry.
100%.
So that's the thesis. Okay.
And if you don't believe it, there's not enough room for you.
Okay. One other question about influencers. Who do you think are some underrated influencers?
Let me look who I follow.
Okay. Because I love this question.
Oh my God. Okay. This might take me like a second.
That's okay. So take to, like, your time. Cut. Take your time. After the long awaited scrolling.
3 hour wait.
Of scrolling. Who do you think?
Okay, so I have a confession. I don't really follow too many people that are smaller. I do on my Instagram, but not necessarily on YouTube. But someone who's very underrated in America is Pony Makeup.
Oh.
She is the most amazing makeup artist from Korea. She is so beautiful, and her techniques and the quality of editing and the production value she puts in her video is insane.
Oh, wow. She's beautiful.
She is so good. Like, if I was, like, a beauty YouTuber, this is how my videos would look, period. Okay. Like, her videos are so good. Like, so editorial. Just so much effort put in it. I would say, like, a lot of, like, Asian YouTubers that aren't necessarily known in America have underrated content. Like, obviously, they get, like, millions of followers and views in Asia, but, like, they do, like, American subtitles, but obviously they don't have, like, the biggest U.S. audience.
Okay. That's cool.
I also like the Crane Couple, which me and Remy watched their videos. They're basically, like, a channel that goes to, like, arcades, and they're really good at getting the stuffed animals out. We were addicted to watching them for months.
Wait,
and then
shut up.
We would go to arcades, and then me and Remy have, like, 30 stuffed animals now just from like watching their videos and learning how they play. And then we would go to the same arcades they would go to. Kind of weird, but true.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay, I love that. Okay, so as we do on this podcast,
as we do,
I posted some polls and some questions.
Things are about to get juicy in here.
Yeah, things are about to get juicy. So the first I asked two because I know you're really good at giving advice, and we're going to give some advice to some people because I sent in stuff. But let's answer these polls first. So the first question is, do you pay attention to who gives you advice?
Yes.
Yes, you do?
Yeah.
When do you feel like you became aware of... I feel like when I was younger, for me at least, I would just be like, whatever someone told me, I would believe. But now I feel like I'm more... I pick and choose like who I accept the advice from. When do you think you...
Started
being
that
more aware, yeah.
I would say like probably early like high school or like late middle school.
I think for me it's actually pretty recent.
Oh wow.
Like I think that I've always had a good conscience and stuff, but yeah. Like I think that I'm just a lot more specific. I'm a lot more what's the word, like picky and choosy about who I decide.
I think with me, when I got older, I realized my family's advice wasn't like 100% what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
I think I learned that now.
Yeah.
But I would never ask people advice that I knew that like they wouldn't necessarily know the answer.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, I agree.
You're three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Like, okay, like for example.
He's talking about Enneagrams.
For example.
People are like, are they talking code?
Literally. For example, like if when you're like in the eighth grade and like you want like a guy to like take you out to the dance or whatever, it's like you're not gonna ask someone who like has never experienced that.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna ask like a sixth grader.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna ask like your friend that like always goes to the dance and like gets all the boys.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I realized that early. Like I would always ask people who knew.
I agree. Like I feel like I was smart about it, but I feel like now if someone's maybe giving me poor advice, instead of me just like taking it or like believing it right away, I'm way more selective. That's the word.
Yeah. Well,
you know what
in
I mean?
LA too, people are sneaky.
Oh,
Some people try to give you weird advice with low key sabotage.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I think that's why I'm just way more selective.
Now you have
about
to be jaded too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 91% said yes, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
I said, do you take advice from anyone, or do you pick and choose who you take advice from? What do you do?
I always pick and choose.
I pick
always,
and choose too. Violently. 85% said pick and choose, but 15% said anyone, so.
I mean, I wouldn't ask, like, if I need advice on, like, how to grow a plant, I would ask a farmer. I wouldn't ask an accountant.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so speaking of advice, because I was talking to Alicia and Remy. I actually texted Remy, and then yes. I spoke with Alicia about what I should ask you on the pod.
Oh, my God, I'm scared.
And they both said to do, like, advice stuff, because apparently okay. you're really good at giving advice.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I need to go to you when I need advice
yeah,
more.
Yeah, here
now.
I am.
So I asked people on Instagram. I was like, hey, okay. like, who needs advice on what? Like, can you okay. guys send me some stuff? So some people sent me some really good stories. So okay. I want to like answer a few, and some of them are like literally my friends.
Okay.
So my first friend, I'm not going to say her name. It's okay. Went on an amazing first date with a boy. Like we were for sure vibing and we made out after, and he texted me, see you soon. Hopefully red heart. She even put note the red heart. So I texted him a few days later and didn't hear back for a long while, like a right. few days. We had a quick text exchange and really haven't heard from him since. And WTF? She goes, he said he might have to go to this certain country this week what? For work. So maybe he is in the certain country. I'm just going to say Paris because it's similar to that.
Right.
But anyways, that's her situation and she needs help. What would you say to do?
Wait, okay. She need to provide more context. Does she still want to talk to him? I'm assuming
yeah,
so,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, my advice to this young, beautiful lady who I don't know, cough, cough. I vote that you stop talking to him. Obviously, he's going to a different country, which he's probably going to talk to people there.
Well, he's going there for work.
Allegedly. We don't know him. It's only True. Been one date. I don't trust anyone after one date. And also, he still hasn't seen you since that first date, and he gave you all that. I don't think so. He's canceled. Next.
Wow, you're so much more aggressive than I am.
Oh, he's so canceled. Like, and then, like, for him to give you all of that and then later, like, be so cold with you over text, I don't think so. Especially the first date, girl. You don't have the time. Next. There's
That's
so
true.
Much guys in the
also,
world.
Also, like, that is very true. Like, the thing is, if anyone, this goes yeah. for guys and girls, I think, if someone's interested, they will freaking show interest.
I like what Remy told me randomly. She said, if a guy likes you, you'll know. And if a guy doesn't like you, you'll be confused. And that's just a T.
That is needs to be like on a sign.
I'm pretty sure she found the quote somewhere, but wow. When she said that to me, I screamed.
If a guy likes you, you'll know. If a guy doesn't like you, you'll be confused.
I have it in my notes app. It's been
Holy
true.
Holy shit. I need to put that as my phone screen.
Also, like, girl, you don't have the time. One date, goodbye. Guys are a renewable resource. Just go to Whole Foods. There's
and also, like, a red heart emoji, like, doesn't no. mean as much as you think it does.
No.
It's not that deep.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and a story view is not that deep either, girls.
Oh, my gosh. Story views are not deep and likes are not deep.
No. And then also, like, when they, like, you know, obviously when you follow someone, your story is going to come up first for a little bit until they start following more people.
Yeah.
So it's like, of course, they're going to see your story the second.
Everyone watches everyone's story. Sometimes I watch stories and I didn't even know I watched it.
Yeah. Well, I have a few people muted, but.
Me. I wonder how many people I've muted, actually.
I love muting people.
How many people do you think you have muted?
Well, the thing is, I don't care. I'll unfollow. But like when I know it's going to cause drama, I'll mute. But probably like maybe 10. We should look at each other's mute list.
I know. Wait, how do you do that?
I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
Wait, I want to do it right now.
Okay. I'm
how do
scared.
I see who I've
imagine
muted?
I'm on it.
No, I hope not. About your account, close friends.
Maybe you can't check it.
Just tap the menu button at the top right corner of a post. Oh.
Do you have to individually go?
I think you do.
Yeah.
That's annoying. I feel like I probably have, honestly, like,
yeah, you would literally have to, like, individually go.
Dang, that's annoying. Okay, so this girl DM'd me. I actually know her. She's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she said. Hypothetically, how would you handle seeing your ex-boyfriend at your five-year high school reunion for the first time since you told him to F off forever because he was trying to hang out with you while he's dating someone he, quote, loves not too long ago? And what would you wear?
Okay, so the ex talked to her like recently before the reunion.
So basically they dated for like a long ass time, like in high school, college, whatever it was.
Right.
And then
it ended horribly. They went their separate ways.
And then he's like in love with someone and is dating them, and they're about to come up on their 5-year high school reunion. So they dated in high school.
Right.
So 5 years and like just recently. So they're about to go to the reunion, but just recently he's like trying to talk to the girl and like hang out with her. And she's like, she said F off.
Yeah.
And now she's about to see him. So, like, what does she do? Obviously, she cares.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, this is a really good question. First of all, obviously, you would wear Louis Vuittons. First and foremost, the higher the heel, the better the revenge.
First and foremost, just like...
the highest heels you own, the nicest pair.
Walk in with a Birkin.
Rent the runway, honey. If you don't got it, rent the runway.
True.
Oh my God, you better show up in an SUV. Oh my God, you better get your Uber. Hair done, your makeup.
Uber black.
Ooh, you better be sickening. You gotta show him what he's been missing these 5 years. Yeah. You better show him that body, that hair, the
so
fat.
Good.
Oh my God. You better make him eat his heart out, and you do not even look at him.
Yeah.
You walk in the room like you're that
girl. You're booked and
girl.
Busy.
Like, you are that girl.
Yeah.
You walk in there, you don't even look his way. You don't even see him. You don't see him. He doesn't exist
I'm
to
dead.
You. You know what? You go up to the girl and you say hello to the girl. You don't even look at the guy. You
Dang.
Say hi.
That'll put him
to
in his
show
place.
Him that you've moved on and you don't give a damn.
What if she wants to like rekindle things?
That's an awful idea, honey. Move on.
Move on, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good because maybe she's thinking that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a horrible idea, girl. Leave it in high school. Bye.
Close the yearbook.
Close the yearbook and throw it away. Burn it. Yeah, and also he's moved on and he's with someone else. That's actually sad.
Also,
for
he's
girl.
Like he's trash for like even talking to you while he's like
with
committed
another
with
girl.
Someone. Yeah,
yeah, that's trash.
And
he's gonna cheat on her. He's gonna cheat on you, sweetie.
Exactly. And you can do, I actually know you and you can do better than that. So,
yeah. And I don't know you, but I'm sure you can.
I personally would wear, I mean, I think it depends on the occasion.
Something Indiana, trashy.
Or they're from Indiana. I just exposed.
Something Nikita Dragon would wear.
No. I feel something like you iconic. Have to wear something super fashionable and like fashion forward, like in the sense that people are going to be like, whoa, like she's cool, like that way. But I also think like show off like your skin a little, but like not like leave people like wondering, you know what I mean? Like not too much to where you're like, you have to show off without looking like you're showing off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Think like Paris Hilton.
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
Isn't that a funny question, though?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay, I have a few more. Actually, I have a lot more, but we're going to go through my favorites. Hey, girl, saw your advice question on Instagram for the podcast. Me and my ex have been broken up for 6 months, but we were still hooking up and hanging out.
Horrible idea.
Yeah, exactly. Like nothing had changed.
Horrible idea.
Recently, he cut things off for good.
Yeah.
The advice I wanted...
he's trying to move on.
Was on this. He found out about a guy I had been hanging out with while we weren't together. He believed that me and the guy were still talking and I was going behind his back / lying. We ended things for good. I'm super sad and I don't want to move on because I feel like he is my person. Advice on moving on. So she knows she has to move on.
Okay, so you have to move on. the guy, I'm trying to like process this because like the last question she asked was so like, I thought she was gonna be like, how do I get back with
I
it?
Know
like so like good on you for knowing you have to move on. First and foremost, girl, you said y'all was still hooking up and y'all weren't together and everything was
that
normal.
Is literally the worst idea.
That is the worst idea. So first of all, y'all weren't even together while you were with that other guy, which he is mad at you about, or like allegedly that he thought you guys were together during that time.
Get
how dare he be mad at you for that? That is sick. So clearly he is sick and twisted in his head and he wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. Goodbye. Tips on moving on. Cut him out. Block him. Delete the photos. Do not talk to him. Do not talk to his friends. In fact, move to LA.
Oh my God, you're so extreme.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I mean, I would just stop talking to him. Don't hang out with him. Obviously,
I would distract yourself with work.
Yeah, distract yourself with work and move on.
And like your like dreams and goals, like whether it's fitness or school or whatever, like focus, like literally distract yourself with that. And like with that, you'll like meet other people, meet other guys, and you'll be invested in that.
Or invest all your time in destroying him.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Also, I'm a very sarcastic person.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't.
I know. That's why I'm like telling people. I'm like, he's kidding. Okay. Here's another one. I'm struggling just a little bit to find how to show affection to my 307 boyfriend.
Crying.
My love language is definitely words of affirmation, and his is more acts of service. He swims in college, and I go to a different college 30 minutes away.
Spicy.
So we only see each other on the weekends. So I have a harder time expressing love to him than he does to me. How can I combat that when I am not with him face to face? Wow, really good question.
That's an amazing question.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay. You seem so mature, by the way.
Go off, sis.
Yeah.
Showing someone love, well, if you already know his love languages, you already know, like, what he likes, kind of, like, look into that more and investigate, like, what you can do for him. Obviously, you need to text him more. You need to tell him, like, you're thinking of him. Obviously, like, a cute little FaceTime call during the week when you're both free. Or, like, just something, like, sweet and sentimental. Like, send him, like, a book you're reading or, like, I don't know, like something like romantic. Like he seems more romantic than you. No shade. So you can kind of be more romantic or like, I don't know, just like send him like things of yours that like, you know, like remind him of you. Like you could just like send him like, not like a picture of yourself, but like a little care package, like randomly, or like just like something to like get him through his week. Like if you know it's like finals or whatever, or like a tough swim week, or I don't know what normal college people.
I like that, especially if it's like
just something kind of considerate and sentimental.
Yeah. Or even like setting up, I think a big thing with long distance that because I was in a long distance relationship for literally so long, that I think the big thing that a lot of people can gain value from is like befriending all of your significant other's friends. Mm-hmm. And like once you do that, like you can set up like fun little surprises, like the friends can help you a lot with like making the relationship more fun and exciting, because they can be like, oh, like I'm flying in this day, or like, or you guys are only 30 minutes away. So you can be like, hey, I actually want to come for this swim meet at this time, but surprise them. Like, can you find out what time? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Things like that. I think that helps a lot. And like, I think the little things are so underrated. Like cute texts, even sending like funny like memes and stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, like DMing.
Yeah.
Just like sending cute little stuff.
Or like songs or...
just thought of you, sentimental. Also like something so cute. Like you can just watch like a show with him.
Yes.
You guys don't have to be with each other. Like... just be like, oh my God, like, let's watch episode 3 and then talk about it later.
Literally, like, or even, like, in his, like, school stuff, like, you could, like, write on a little post-it, like, hey, like, thinking of you, or, like, something, or, like, miss you, or, like, can't wait to see you next, and, like, literally, like, slip it into, like, his, like, freaking biology, like, folder, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Me,
fun stuff like that. So, yeah. That's cute. Okay, and then there's a lot more, like, shorter ones. Those are my favorite, the long ones, but should I stay with my grandma this school year and save money or get my own apartment?
Save money. Well, are they in college? Or does it not say?
Doesn't say. You think save money?
Save money, unless you're, like, late in college, because I feel like it's part of the experience being on your own.
I think it really depends on your, I guess... situation.
Exactly.
I think it really depends on your situation, but I think my gut says get your own apartment, but I'm such a huge advocate of like, I feel like for me, I gained so much value and like, I learned so much from like moving out and like being on my own. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my take. I think you need to figure out like what would suit you and your lifestyle and your personality best.
Exactly.
How do you decide what you want to have your career in if you're have interest in so many different things?
Oh my God. That's everyone.
I think you do everything that's offered to you for free and then you figure out what you don't like.
And college is a good time to experience that.
How to be confident in your own skin.
You kind of have to fake it till you make it, I feel like.
Yeah, listen to Lizzo, honestly.
Like, you really gotta look in the mirror and, like, you gotta be your biggest fan. Yeah. Like, you gotta be like, damn, like, I'm looking thick and delicious. Like, wow. Like, damn, like, I look good. Like, I don't care. Like, I got a wonky eyelash. I don't care, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
I'm looking thick and delicious. I love that.
Like, I don't care. Like, my ear fell off. I don't even care, girl. Like, you just gotta own it. You have to own it. Like, if you don't own it, no one else will.
Yeah.
Own it. Own it. Own your flaws. Capitalize on them.
A guy who takes forever to respond literally didn't open my snap for 16 hours.
Kill him.
Okay. I feel like 16 hours, like an hour,
that is not...
16 hours, he doesn't care about you that much. So I think like try and find someone else to like snap.
Also like, no, just no.
Also, yeah. Yeah. Just no.
Just no.
I agree. How to tell if a guy is into you. Should a girl make the first move and how?
How to tell if a guy's into you. I think guys show that they're into you by physical touch, like most of the time, and effort.
Physical touch and effort. Yeah, I agree.
What was the other?
It said, how do you know if a guy's into you and should girls make a first move and how? I think, yeah.
Yeah,
make
why
a first
not?
Yeah.
What's to lose? It's the 21st century.
Exactly. And actually, I've interviewed so many guys on this podcast and they love it when girls make first move.
Also, a lot of guys don't know that girls like them.
Yeah.
So you literally have to spell it out for guys. Like, I like you. That's why, like, I like bold girls who just make out with guys.
Love that.
They get what they want.
Okay, there's, like, a gazillion more, and I'm going to try and answer them, like, on Instagram right now because we've got to go because this is a two-hour-long podcast.
Oh, my God. We beat the record.
But thank you so much, Ollie, for being on the pod.
Thank you for having me. I literally thought you asked me as a joke, and I was
no.
like, I was like, of course I'll be on it.
But, I feel like we need to do a recap where we do more of these advice.
Oh my God, slow
thanks.
Down.
That would Violently be so down. Fun.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
So easy. We're
I know.
Just talking.
Isn't it so easy?
Yeah.
So where can people like follow you and,
okay,
you know,
so...
gas you up, stuff like that?
My social media that I use most often is Instagram. Mm-hmm. I usually post stories. So you can follow me at Ollie Abbas, OLIABBAS. Yeah. Y'all will find me. TK follows me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So if you have any, like, if you need any questions about work or advice or moving to LA or fit him or whatever, maybe DM him.
DM, slide in. My DMs are open.
Maybe you're interested in, like, having a relationship. Slide in.
Oh, slide in. I'm single, baby.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to pimp out or plug?
Yes. I want to plug TK's Juicy Pulls. And my girl Remy and Alicia.
Yes, exactly. This whole podcast is at them.
Yeah, but I love you and thanks for having
me. Of course, yeah. Everyone please go to his last photo and like comment like fire emojis and the gas emoji.
The lip emoji.
The gas pump emoji and
ooh,
the
yeah.
Gas me up. Yeah. Okay, and thank you so much for listening to this episode.
2 hours. I'm so sorry. Y'all have to listen to me for
go
two
listen
hours.
To all the other episodes now.
Yeah.
And be sure to rate and review because it helps out a ton and I love reading the reviews.
I'll be reviewing this episode.
Oh, please do. And then also be sure to follow me on Instagram so that you can participate in the next podcast with like voting in the polls and answering questions and all of those things you may be featured. It's a lot.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.